Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. I am the coach, and this is your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line, the best value in all sports betting, and it is not close. Once again, we are on the road for the next, count them, 3 weeks, as we are down here in Florida for the PGA Tour. And last night, it was a fun night. We told you we had a little competition. We're still trying to figure out who our 2 winners are going to be. But thank you to all of you who played in our All-Star Game Challenge or Sweepstakes, whatever you want to call it. Buckets hits 1 out of 2. The site hit the American League. And the reason AB is not on the show this morning, 3Xs. We're benching him for the morning today. Now, while most other brands are taking July off and they're getting ready for the NFL, we're doing that too. But we're also doing live shows as we get ready for the NFL. Now, I never thought this day would come, but we have arrived. History being made this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me bring in not the stars of the show, the star of the show. Oh my goodness. I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you did it, but you managed to get M Squared, Maestro, AB, the list goes on and on, to take the day off so you could have your own show, Buckets. I got to tell you, tip of the cap. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, coach. I just wanted to give everyone, you know, a nice day off, a nice vacation. I'm going to handle things on our end. I'll take care of it with you. We got this. It's going to be a good show today.
Wow. I don't even know how to react to that. But since I'm a pro and I'm the host, we're going to go full steam ahead. Now, I know you, Buckets, a 1-2 day, you're not cool with that. So you're going to come out today like a savage. I know you are. So let's get into it. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And coming out of the blocks this week, I've been noticing a little trend, Buckets, and that is underdogs are more ready than favorites. What are you seeing?
I am seeing the same thing, coach. This has been an unprecedented amount of favorites just not even trying in the Champions League. It's been very bizarre here so far. Yesterday alone, we saw Milan, who opened as a minus 400 draw. We saw Bodo Glimt, who opened at a minus 290, lose. And we saw Dinamo Zagreb, who opened as a minus 1900 draw against Skupi. And so we're kind of having to take a different look and a different angle of how we're going to approach Champions League, at least in this first leg. Because what we're seeing is a lot of these teams are coming off of very, very long breaks. And the few friendly matches that they did have, they played their backup team. They said, our starters are ready. We're going to rest them. We're going to test out some of the younger guys. And now the starters are being thrown into the most competitive tournament in soccer, and they're not performing. And for that reason, you know, we're not going to force picks. We're not going to force things that aren't working. We've got to look at more creative angles to find value in these first legs, which is exactly what we're going to do here later in the show with our picks.
You're damn right it is. Educate and entertain. Sometimes you got to pivot. Sometimes you got to evolve based off of what's going on in the market and in the leagues. Thank you very much, Buckets. Can't wait for your picks for today. Now, I'm going to do a storyline today, which I don't normally do. But I couldn't help but notice as RJ White, our NFL aficionado, tweeting out that they have a brand new, 32 items of content at Sportsline. So here's the deal. You want to get ready for the NFL? It's never too early. We've already given out some futures here on the show. But team by team, every day, at least 2, the Maestro and RJ White are 2 top NFL minds. Yes, they are. They are previewing every single team, leans, likes, best bets, everything you want. Now, I get a lot of tweets that say, coach, it can't be for $10 a month. It's got to be a scam. You got to get them in the back end. No, we believe in quantity and quality. Come be a part of Sportsline. You can get all 32 previews for 10 bucks a month and everything else. RJ and Maestro put in a lot of work. Let's go enjoy it and cash some tickets. So before we get to our board for the day, we've got several plays today. We got WNBA, we have soccer, we also have some futures. But we need your help because we're almost getting to the end of the voting period for the 2022 People's Choice Podcast Awards, and we want to be number one, numero uno. So go to the sports category, click on the early edge and vote. It will take you less than 30 seconds, and we'd really, really appreciate it. So many of you are in the chat today being very, very active, and we appreciate that. Sometimes it means you win cold, hard cash. Just ask Vanessa. We'll have our two winners coming up later. But right now, we got to take a little break to hear from one of our incredible partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. It is time for our board today. And Buckets, I am fired up. I mentioned RJ and I mentioned the Maestro. So we're going to go from Sportsline, Cowboys plus two. In week one, 8:20 Eastern, game number one. I told you, they're making best bets. They're making picks, even week one picks. So we're going to go Cowboys plus two against Tampa Bay and Tom Brady. All right. Now, I told you we had WNBA. And our guy, Calvin Wetzel, I just let him do his thing. And today he says, Coach, I know it's the All-Star break. I know we're a little light, so let me help you out. Calvin Wetzel, you're in the first spot.
Got a few picks for you today. First off, Chicago Sky, -2.5. This is -108 at FanDuel, -110 most places. Early game, kids' day camp game, Stormer coming off a homestand. So on their body clock in Seattle, it's going to start at 9 a.m. If you follow the NFL, you know sometimes those West Coast teams, when they come out and play those early games, Central or Eastern time zone, don't do so well. Also mentioned on this show before that the Storm are 7-16 now when they're coming off of a cover in the last 2 years, and 4-11 when they're coming off of a big win by 12-plus points, which they did both in the last game. That's against the spread, 7-16 against the spread and 4-11 against the spread in those situations. So I'm fading the Storm today. And then we also got some more Bet Rivers props today. So I'm going with Ezzie Magbegor over 10.5 points. That's -113. Sky allow the most points per game to forwards in the league. Ezzie has scored 21 twice in her career. That's her career high. Both of those times were against the Chicago Sky last season and earlier this season. Also going with Candace Parker over 4.5 assists. That's at -127. Her assists per 100 sees a big bump with Courtney Vandersloot out. She is going to be out for this game. I'm expecting some point Candace in this one. Her assist per 100 goes from mid-7s up to about 9.5. And then also the Storm allow the most assists per 100 possessions to bigs in the league. So we're going Candace over 4.5 assists and Ezzie over 10.5 points as well.
My main, Calvin Wetzel, doing work. I love now that we have WNBA props. By the way, Christian in the chat says, just my opinion, not everyone has Twitter. Make the contest on Instagram as well. Christian, that's a very, very good point. And from now on, that's exactly what we're going to do. So thank you very much for that little request. We listen to you. Now, David says, every time the coach touches his cap, an angel cashes his bet. I know I love to touch my hat. I don't know why. That's why we started the whole tip of the cap thing. All right. So Buckets, here's where we're at. Calvin Wetzel had the coveted first spot. Okay. And we know how much the Maestro spot means to all of us. So we know I'm on a heater, but I feel like today, because of your 1-2 day yesterday on the show, at least, I feel like you need to have the Maestro spot. So if you don't mind, I'll go next, okay? I'll go next. And I'm going to stick to the world of golf. And maybe it's even kind of a little extra storyline too, because I'm never going to understand. I understand money is what drives the world. And I understand that a lot of money is what it is. But, man, I just cannot seem to figure out how multimillionaires are deciding to throw everything they worked for away and all their legacy away for cash. But that's exactly what Henrik Stenson did today. He will no longer be the Ryder Cup captain. They've lost several of their Ryder Cup players, not their top players, but guys that mean something to them. So this number, it's going to go way up. Get it right now, the United States, to win the Ryder Cup minus 190. It will be an absolute bloodbath. And now the European team is looking for a captain as well. I just don't agree with it. But B, I cannot believe you work your whole career to become a Ryder Cup captain and you just let it go. So we'll cash that ticket. Thank you, Henrik, very, very much. Then we got two plays from this week's 3M Open. It's a very difficult week to handicap, in my opinion. You got players coming back from the Open Championship. You have guys that played in the Barracuda. So here's what we're going to do. Maverick McNealy. If you're going to give me plus money on a top 20 play for him this week, I'm going to take it all day long. So we'll go Maverick McNealy plus 125. And then Adam Svensson. Now, many of you may not know this cat, but he's been playing very, very good golf. He is trending. And on a week when a lot of the top players are not playing, obviously, this is a great spot for him, maybe to even contend for the win. We'll protect it. Top 20 plus 175. Plenty more picks if you go over and watch our mega preview from the first cut. All right, those are my three plays for the day. So we have arrived at the most coveted spot on the entire show. And Buckets, the whole chat is still trying to figure out how you did this today, but you did. So, sir, with all the respect and cap touching in the world, the floor, sir, is yours.
Well, somehow I made it happen, and so now I cannot let everyone down in this last coveted spot. So we're going to go to our first pick, which is in this Champions League qualifiers. And like I said, we're looking at some different angles here. I'm not jumping on my favorite both teams to score, but I am taking Maccabi Haifa versus Olympiacos Piraeus. Olympiacos draw no bet. These are two teams that on paper are very high scoring, very, very dominant teams. But these are also two teams that are coming off of very large breaks and have not played their starters in their matches up to this point. So what we're doing here is betting on experience. Olympiacos has mountains and mountains more experience in international play, in Champions League play, and Europa League play. They are a team that is known for showing up in these international competitions, so I'm loving draw no bet at minus 120 for these guys. And then going into our second match, we're actually going to break away from Champions League and go to a league where we have a little bit more consistency and some more stats to back up these picks. We're going to Brazil Serie A, where we have Red Bull Bragantino versus Fortaleza EC. Red Bull Bragantino has been a team in Brazil that has had their ups and downs all season, but are on a very, very high up right now. They have scored over two goals in five of their last six games and have been an absolutely overpowering attacking form as of late. Fortaleza is already sitting in the relegation zone. They're almost looking like they're losing the will to play here of the last recent games. They're still winning some, but they're just not competitive against a team like Bragantino. Red Bull Bragantino, over 1.5 goals team total, is at minus 105. I would have played this up to minus 130, minus 140. So great value on this match as well.
I am just getting past the mountains and mountains of, I'm sorry. You're done. Okay. I'm just playing with you. You know, we love you. Now, Thomas in the chat says, Coach, you gave Dylan Fratelli over Champ. I don't have that. What do you think of Fratelli over Taylor and Rawinski? Three balls. Love that one, too. I think Fratelli's playing better. And the one thing for those of you who may not bet golf and want to get into golf, Thursday and Friday tournament matchups are very kind of, depending on the sports book, you kind of have to use what they give you. Saturday and Sunday is more streamlined into the player that you're playing with. So that's kind of the difference between Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday if you are watching. Now, Buckets, I don't know how you did it or if your entire family is in the chat, but apparently this is now your show, and apparently they've done something with the real coach because I asked you for permission to do something. What has happened to my life, Buckets? What has happened to my life? Wow, sinful saint. I hear you, sinful. I hear you. I don't even know what's going on. Maybe tomorrow Buckets will be hosting the show. That would be something. Expanding your talents, Buckets? All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of the jeweler who's playing hurt today, but he's here nevertheless. Calvin Wetzel, thanks for taking the time, sir. Somebody in the chat says, way too much women's basketball talk. Then you can go elsewhere. And I love you, Clyde, but we respect every sport. Sky -2.5. Two props that we love, Candace Parker and Magbegur. We both butchered that, Calvin. Then buckets, two plays today. Olympiacos draw no bet. Remember, it's down like the third line of the bet. And then little Brazil, Serie A, Bragantino. Team total over 1.5 goals, minus 105. Now, if you're going to cash with me, you're going to do it with these three. McNeely, top 20. Svensson, top 20. And the United States to win the Ryder Cup. I'm telling you right now, this will close at minus 250 or higher. Get it in right now. And then one play from the site. Sportsline, if you're not a member, what are you doing? There's never been a better time to join Sportsline than right here, right now, today. We'll go Cowboys week one plus two against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. I tell you, we've been here every single day since December of 2020. And it doesn't matter if it's the Wednesday of All-Star break or Super Bowl Sunday. We treat it with the same respect. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window for my entire crew. I love them all. Oh, just buckets today. Yes. And Jeweler on the ones and the twos. Man, I love this job so much. Tell all your friends, if you want to be included, you want to be valued, you want to be heard, Christian, we hear you. You want to be heard? There's only one brand that does all of that and cashes tickets without 5% bombs of the week. And guess what? Our NFL futures at RJ and Meister are doing? Not $899. 10 bucks. That's it. That's it. I love this so much. Right here. On the early edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.